This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, April 6, by grace and through faith. Our reading comes from Romans chapter 3. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God. Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in God's sight by the works of the law. Rather, through the law we become conscious of our own sin. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of His blood to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate His righteousness, because in His forbearance He had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate His righteousness at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. As the canons of Dort say, God would have done no one an injustice if He had left all people in sin and under the curse of death. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, says Paul in our reading for today. And in Romans 6:23, Paul adds, "For the wages of sin is death." It's clear whether you're a designer in New York, a tour boat operator in Amsterdam, a farmer in Kenya, or a factory worker in Brazil, you're a sinner who falls short, deprived of God's glory. We are all incapable of saving ourselves from the quagmire of sin. We are stuck in this misery and totally unable to do any good that could help us earn our way out. Yet there's hope. There's more to be learned as we read God's word. There's a righteousness that we can't earn, but that is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. This good news is also announced in Romans 6:23, which reads in full, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." John 3:16 also declares the good news of God's grace and mercy. "God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life." Hear these words and let them sink in. Repeat them often. God's gifts in Jesus give us life. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, thank You for making us right with God through Your loving sacrifice for us. Help us to live for You and share this good news with others. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.